Well, as I was going to say, it sort of begs the question, right? These institutions in Idaho, the police department, the prosecutor's office, this Human Rights Commission or Human Rights Council or whatever it is, they all seem like very interested in prosecuting these Patriot Front guys. They seem very interested in pushing this political agenda. And it makes you wonder, like, as a conservative, that's like one of your big things, it seems like to me, one of the big things in conservatism now is this, anti-trans stuff. It makes you wonder, like, if all these institutions are involved in this, what exactly do they expect is going to fight for them except for these Patriot Front guys? If your city council, if your mayor, I mean, this is Idaho. This is like a deep red state. It's a very low population. It's a state that went for Trump. You know, it's a Western state. You know, they typically don't go for, or you wouldn't think that they would go for this kind of BS. And yet this is California, Washington, you know, Oregon style shenanigans. And I happen to know from people who live in Idaho, they have a very strong culture of not liking these like lefty West Coast states, right? You know, you do that stuff in Western Washington or Western Oregon or California. You don't bring that stuff to Idaho. Yet here it is in Idaho. It's being shoved down your throats. What are you going to do about it, conservatives? And it seems like the conservative response is to either do nothing or cheer on as like one of the few people, one of the few organizations, institutions in this country left are trying to defend them. And it's a thankless job.
Most definitely. It does, like, you do have to kind of wonder where these quote-unquote conservatives, you know, because let's be real, I don't think they're conservative. I think they parade as that with ulterior motives. So these quote-unquote conservatives that want to bash people that actually uphold the values they claim, what they're wanting to do. And for those of you that have these kinds of relatives with these, you know, these types of conservative values that say these times, you know, kinds of things like, PF is nothing but a bunch of Fed boys or whatever. Ask them how. Ask them why. What's the purpose behind them being Feds? You know, what do they stand to gain? Ask them. You know, start grilling them about this. That, you know, ask them why should they allow pedos to do stuff when Christian pastors are arrested, you know, things like that. And just start questioning them, and they'll crumble. They have no response to any of this except for what Fox News and other quote unquote conservative media articles have said.
I do think that it is interesting to see the Idaho Tribune is a good example of this. There's been a little bit of a change, I think, maybe just in their local area, in how these guys are being viewed. I am seeing the Patriot Front are Feds. I think that that is an op. If anything is an operation, that is very clearly an organized response by especially conservatives on Twitter to the success of the Washington, D.C. march. It seems to me that that is less effective. I don't know. Maybe others will disagree with me, but I am curious to see where things are going to go in the future for these guys.